Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 57, Nova Launcher. So today's episode is going to be more Android-friendly. Actually, it's totally Android-friendly, because if you've been following Mobile World Congress, you may have noticed a bunch of new Android devices have been released. So I thought I'd share a way of customizing your new device, regardless of how new or old it may be. And who made the phone, so it could be your Nexus, your Galaxy S3, 4, or 5, your HTC One, your Moto X, whatever it is. And that's where the custom Android launcher comes in. So basically what this does, and usually what most of them do, or the common denominator, is that they all let you customize how you interact with your home screens in slightly different ways. One of the more popular ones of late, at least since Android 4.0 was released, is one called Nova Launcher. The best comparison for this launcher and what it does is if you used to use Android 2 to 2.3, there was a launcher called ADW Launcher, which basically lets you do the same thing. And I'll get into those features at the moment so you can see exactly what kind of benefits you get. If you have a launcher, or if you have an Android device that's running Android, or a version of Android that's older than 4.0, then Holo Launcher does about the same as what Nova Launcher does for devices running Android 4 and newer. So basically, it takes what the stock Android launcher UI, so what you'll see on any Nexus device prior to the update to the Nexus 5 launcher, but it adds certain features. So basically, I'll run through some of those new features and what you can do with them. So the initial thing that you can do is customize the number of home screens you get. So the default number is 5, but you may or may not use all 5 screens, or you may want to adjust it based on your need or how you want to customize the UI. So you can do anything from 1 to, I believe it's 7 screens, and then you can do things like change the grid size. So the default size is 4x4, but let's say you want to fit more icons on a screen, or you want to do a odd mix of widgets and icons, then you can adjust it to, let's say, something that's 4x3 or 5x10 or 7x2, anything like that, so you get that whatever kind of look and feel that you want to create. You can also rearrange screens if you want to do that as well. So if you realize that you want your main screen to be a certain set of apps and you want your other screens to be different widgets, for example, then you can move them around. If you want your widget screen to be your primary home screen and your apps to be on other screens, then you can do that as well. And then you can use various scroll effects, so your no scroll effects, so it's just regular sliding or a cube effect and that kind of thing. The free version only has a no scroll effect or two additional ones. Buying the pro version will give you additional ones from there. From there, you can also customize the app drawer. So like your home screen where you customize the grid size, you can also customize the grid in your app drawer. So you can have it at the default 4x4, or you can do 4x2, or 4x7, 5x1, whatever you want, and differentiate between your portrait and landscape, because obviously when you're in landscape mode, you can fit a few more columns and less rows, so you might want to adjust it based on that. And you can do that as well. Then you can also adjust the background transparency of your app drawer. So your home screen is going to have no, it basically is full transparency on your home screen, but you can set it to none on your app drawer, or 50%, 75%, or whatever you want it to be. It's actually in the form of a slider, so it's not going to be an exact percentage, but you can adjust it based on your device's performance and how much transparency you actually want. And my favorite feature of the app, at least in the app drawer portion of it, is the ability to switch between a vertical and horizontal app drawer. So at least the HTC One has a vertical scrolling app drawer. The Galaxy Galaxy series from Samsung has a horizontal, I believe it is. Nova Launcher basically lets you switch between the two, so whichever way you want to do it, that's up to you. I actually prefer the horizontal or the vertical app drawer because it's just like sliding through a web page, so it's actually pretty nifty. The scroll animations are very smooth. And then you can also do minor customizations with the dock. So if you don't want any docks, then you can do that, or if you want 1, 2, or 3 docks, it's all up to you. And you can customize a number of icons on the dock. So if you just want the one button to open your home screen, you can do that, or if you want 2 or 3, or 7 icons, you can do that as well. And then you can adjust the background and the transparency of that as well. So I'll get into that in a little bit, but basically you have customization options there as well. There's not too many options in the folder area. You can basically customize a background style to be, you know, square or circle, and adjust the transparency. So it's a little bit of customization there. There's usually something that's not too customizable, but it is an option as well. And then you can adjust various other settings like the launcher speed. So you can have it go at the speed of your device, or Nova speed, or super fast, or whatever you want it to be. You can change the color theme. So if you want it to be white or green or red or whatever suits your color style, you can do that. Gestures are only available in the Pro version. So if you want to pinch to open an app, or swipe up to launch something or do something like that, then definitely check out the Pro version. And then the final most useful feature is the icon sets. So let's say you want to install a Batman theme, or you want to change how your icons look on your screen so you don't like whatever came with your device. Doing a search in the Google Play Store will provide you plenty of icon sets to adjust as you want. And you can either adjust them system-wide, or you can adjust them one by one. You'll see in the screenshot I provided that I have a Game of Thrones theme going on. So my icons are actually just all the same icons. Are actually folders for different things that I do, and the icon set that I installed has different colors. So if you want different colors for all your folders, you can do that. Or if you want your contact folder to show just a phone, you can do that. If you want your social networking folder to show the grayed out version of a person, you can do that. So it's also the what you do or want to do, and the capabilities all depends on how you want your home screens to look. So that's really all I wanted to cover there. If you have any questions or comments or concerns, or you're not sure exactly how it'll work, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. You can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest tweets and interact with me there as well. And finally, if you want to fill out our online contact form to get in touch with me, you can find it at geek-io.com. And as you may have noticed recently, this particular episode of This Working Droid was brought to you by Puget Systems, where if you're in the mode for customizing your phone, maybe you want to customize a brand new computer. So when you visit geek-io.com/PUGET, you can get started on building a computer to be as simple as you just doing web browsing and email and word processing and all of that, or as complex and advanced and feature-rich to run the latest games at the best speeds, or do video editing, photo editing, whatever you may want. So definitely check them out and show them your support. We thank Puget Systems for their support of This Working Droid and the Geek.io network of shows. That's geek-io.com/PUGET. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.